Yund was pushed inside the lodge, where Skort and the rest dragged him to an iron ring set high in the wall. In a trice he was bound to it, with both paws stretched painfully over his head. Rigufelis stalked over to him like a huge beast of prey, shoving his naked skinned face close to Yund's horrified eyes. The Skorkat could feel the warlord's rasping breath in his quivering nostrils. He quailed visibly, his limbs trembling uncontrollably, as the wildcat began the interrogation with a harsh, blunt question.
"Tell me, who killed my counsellor Atun Ra?"
It took Yund several moments to find his voice.
"Lord, I don't know. I swear it, sire."
Rigufelis nodded, as though he had accepted the explanation. He continued in a more reasonable tone.
"Yund, my friend, do you know that I can skin a beast with this axe of mine? It's a very sharp weapon."
The Skorkat caught his breath as he felt the single-bladed war axe pressing against his throat. The warlord continued in a casual, almost chatty tone.
"Oh, yes. And I'll wager you didn't know that I can keep that beast alive for nearly half a day after I've skinned him. He'll scream quite a lot, but that's only to be expected. Now, the one thing I can't abide is a liar. So this is your last chance, Skorkat. Do you wish to tell me the truth? Who murdered my friend Atun Ra?"
Yund gave a prolonged whimpering sob, then spoke.
"Lord, I was only carrying out orders."
The warlord removed the axe from Yund's throat.
"I understand. You did what any obedient servant would. So, tell me more. Who gave you the order? Speak, friend, and don't be afraid. I wouldn't slay any true warrior of mine."
The Skorkat uttered a deep sigh of relief.
"Lord, it was your son, Commander Petru, who ordered me to slay Atun Ra. I had to obey."
Rigufelis turned to Skort, smiling.
"You see, I knew it all the time. I only needed proof."
The wheelmark came to attention.
"Sire, shall I take the guards and arrest him?"
The warlord replaced his helmet and chainmail half-mask.
"Not just yet. There are other matters to be dealt with. First, we must resolve the otter problem. After that, I will settle accounts with Petru once and for all."
Skort saluted.
"What about Skorkat Yund, sire?"
Rigufelis shrugged.
"He is no true warrior of mine. Only a traitor who would betray his commander. You may execute him, but not too swiftly. Make him realize the reward of treachery."
Skort possessed a naturally cruel nature, so this was the sort of thing he enjoyed. A despairing shriek burst from Yun's lips as he saw Skort draw a long, slim dagger from his belt. Suddenly, an urgent rap on the door distracted the warlord's attention.
"Yes, what is it?"
Skorkat Reinhardt entered, making a swift salute with her spear.
"Lord, the outlawed otters have been sighted in large numbers. They are approaching from the far end of the lake."
Rigufelis gave a purr of delight.
"Perfect. I'll put on my finest cloak and armour to welcome them."
Leaving the pier lodge, he went off to his chamber. Balor crept away from the window and ran off to report to Petru, with the screams of Skorkat Yund adding speed to his footpaws.
This ends Disc 8.